What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another amazing day here at the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and it is a gorgeous day out here as we're hustling and grinding away. Guys, like always, before we start, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been here for this show, who has listened to the show, who has shared this show, and for all those who have come and shared their story on our show with our community to make an impact on those around us. Guys, I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate you being in our circle, in our lives, in our community. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. But today, I want to talk to, man, this one's like, I'm fired up over this right now because we have some crazy stuff in the works, stuff that I've been kind of hung up on in my own head for a hot minute, and I just couldn't shake whatever it was. And I got a good reminder from a friend of mine. Hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. Anywho, that's not why we're here. What I want to talk to you today about is the words you use and how you use them. Because I was sitting down with one of my coaches and one of my mindset coaches, and I was talking to him, and we were kind of diving into what's blocking me from stepping up. Like, where's that invisible glass ceiling that we run into? And as I was talking to him, he had me do this exercise, and I think about it all the time, pretty regularly. We won't say all the time, but pretty regularly. He asked what I want.
Did you say that again?
He asked what I want, and I always get hung up on that because it sounds so egocentric, right? Talking about ourselves, talking about what we want. And I, for the longest time, I had this, as a kid, I had this perception of how I wanted my life to be. And I let that fall apart to bring myself down to other people's level. Like, bring myself to an area where I was accepted, right? So those big dreams, those big thoughts, they went away. And over the course of the last year, we've really gotten back on track with that, but there was still like the ceiling that was blocking me from taking steps to go forward. Like, I had the vision. I knew what I wanted. I knew how to get there, but there was something from blocking me from executing on that next step. So as I'm sitting here talking with my mindset coach and going over this, he had me writing down what I want. And guys, if you ever heard our talk about your perfect client avatar, your ideal client, that whole concept, that's basically kind of what this turned into. It wasn't just, oh, what do I want? It became, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want in my life? What do I want in my hobbies? What do I want in my wife? What do I want in my family? What do I want in all these different areas? So now, this one simple task, which, guys, if you have a hard time with this, trust me, I get it. It's hard. But once you start realizing and just claiming it, once you start writing it down, it all starts kind of flowing. So I broke all these areas off, and then I started putting bullet points underneath them. And we were on the call for about half an hour while he's doing whatever, and I'm sitting there typing and thinking, and I say, okay, I'm going to send this over to you now for him to look at. And I felt really comfortable. I felt really good about the things I wrote down because I was claiming the stuff that I always saw in my life, but I felt I had to diminish myself because of those around me. So I send it over to him, and he starts reviewing it, and he's like, dude, what's up with this? And I ask him, like, what are you talking about? Like, dude, this is what I want. He's like, dude, this is bullshit. And I'm like, no, dude, this is what I want. And he's like, I get that. The bullshit is the negative connotation that is attached to a lot of it. And as I started reviewing it and like, what the hell is he talking about? I started to see the pattern of the words that were used and how they were being read. Instead of just words that I wrote out and in my head, they sounded one way. And we talk about the lens of our voice and our ears back in the archives there. So if you need to, go check that out, because the way we hear things and read things is perceived by the interactions that we've had with people in the past. So as he's reviewing these, I start catching on to it. Okay, I want this because this, or I want this, or I want to be able to do this. And it may not seem like a big deal, but as I started reading it and I started actually processing what I was saying, I started to hear it in the voice that he was reading it in. And I started to understand where he's coming from. And I realized that, yes, everything that I want in my life is amazing. But there's always something else attached to it. Instead of just claiming it. I want to be able to travel the world. Versus I want to travel the world. Makes a huge difference. That one, two words, be able, change the whole direction of that one statement. Hear that again. I want to be able to travel the world. I want to travel the world. Do you process the difference the power of our words have over us? And here's the tie-in. Here's the plane landing on all of this. As you write this stuff out, you're basically programming your subconscious to what is going to happen in your life. You think about it in the... Y'all ever play the punch buggy game? Or you get a new car and you're like, man, this car is so hot. I don't see many anywhere. But then, right, we're not talking no Honda Civic or whatever like that. But then you start driving that car, you start seeing them everywhere. And the same holds true for exotic cars, luxury cars. It's because that is what your subconscious is programmed to. So it's constantly on the lookout for those things. So by me writing out what I want and having that connotation attached to it was really pulling a limiting belief into the mix, which inevitably leads to the glass ceiling in our head. And that's where the subconscious gets confused. That's where your mindset gets confused, because it says you want to be able to, which basically equates to it would be nice, but if I can't, then it's not such a big deal, but it would be nice. Do you follow along with this? It is so important to understand the power that our words hold over us. It is important to understand the words that we're putting in our mind, the content that we consume. Because that's what will set you free in your mindset, in your life, in your relationships, in your career. Breaking that glass ceiling is easy if you find the root cause of what's limiting you. Guys, we're going to wrap this up here. I want to say thank you again to everybody. We have some big things planned. We are currently in the process of building a virtual summit. We're going to have some amazing speakers. We are slated for sometime in September. We'll come back with more details on that once they're confirmed. But we have some amazing people stepping up to the plate, ready to share their journey, share their stories, share their falls, share their successes, and how they got to where they're going. And guys, I can't be more excited to share this circle with you, because you guys are a part of this community. So guys, remember, every day, we have a choice in how we choose to live our life. And I want you to make the day awesome.